In the name of Jesus, glory to God. Hallelujah. God bless you once again this marvelous day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad. I thank you once again for joining us here at Spoken Word Church, where Jesus Christ is Lord, and God bless each and every last one of you on this lovely day of Mother's Day, May 10th, 2020. We like to say thank you to all mothers around the world, because we know that you are special and that you are loved by God, because it was God who only gave mothers the authorization from heaven to produce another one that comes from the womb of the mother in the name of Jesus. And we can tell by scriptures how mothers are very important, because he impregnated Mary, and she gave birth to our Messiah, whose name is Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. So once again, we salute all mothers around the world, and we exalt you because you are honorable in the sight of God, and therefore we honor you in the sight of humanity. May God increase you. May he show you wisdom and give you all understanding according to the word and the righteousness of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. God bless you once again. And it's an honor to be with you today here to bring the word of God to you. I'm so excited once again. And, you know, we have been dealing with things in life and life perspective. But guess what? We shall. The Bible says we shall overcome. And he says that he overcame the world even by faith in the name of Jesus. So you ought to be glad that Christ is in you, who is your hope and glory, and that you have the power to overcome. You have the power to adapt. You have the power to push through in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we greet you once again all over the world, wherever you may be, in the sun, in the evening time, in the daytime, in the nighttime. We just say thank you and let God be God in your life in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we come to you once again, giving you praise, honor, and glory. And we lift up your magnificent name, that you may touch the heart of them that do not know you, and those, God, that perceive to want to know more of you, that this word, God, will go out to accomplish that which is set out to do and come back not void, that it may add to your kingdom, that lives may be changed and lives may be arranged, and that you will fulfill their heart with the desires according to your will. We give you praise for our family. We send our love to the Spoken Word family, to the CCI family, and pastors and deacons, elders and ministers all around the world that stand for your glory and speak the unadulterated word of God. We speak life over the Pacific Northwest. We pray for our governors and our leaders. We pray for the President of the United States and the cabinet members, no matter Democrat or Republican, right wing, left wing, God, because they are all under the wing of God. And we give you praise, honor, and glory. To God be magnified for all that he says and that he do. If you believe with me, say Jesus is Lord. It's all about Jesus once again here at Spoken Word. Today I want to share with you from the word of God a word of encouragement, as the word of God is always encouraging to us. But today we want to talk about standing on the word. Standing on the word. And our subtitle teaching will be The Processing and the Promises of God. The processing or the possessing the promise of God. We stand on the word of God because God's word processes us. But not only does it process us, it lets us possess the promises of God. Because all the promises of God are yes and amen to them that believe. We must believe all things according as it was written in Scripture. And I was looking in the book of Colossians, and that's not where we're going to go, but it was amazing to me because the Apostle Paul himself, in the book of Colossians, he was warning the Colossians that they are to stay true to the Word of God, because there will be false things that will come up against them to try to pull them away from the love of God. since we're not in the body of Christ, that don't mean the body falls away from Christ. Amen. Glory to God. Just because we're not assembled together in the house of God, as the Word of God says, that don't mean that we fall away, not trusting and believing and holding fast to the promises of God, because all the promises of God are yes and amen. Somebody say yes, yes and amen. Amen mean that you agree to what the Word of God is saying. So we want to deal today about possessing the promises, but to possess the promise, we have to stand on the Word of God. The Bible does say faith come by what? Hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. You have faith that comes to you, but there is a logos, which is the written word, and then there is the rhema word. When God speaks directly to you, it's the engrafted word that He places upon your heart that have you not to be moving, shaken, or thrown by any wind word of doctrine, that you stand on the Word of God and that you can possess the promises of God. We're going to look in Scripture and we're going to follow through with one called Joshua. Joshua, we know, was the general of the army. He was a minister unto Moses. And the Bible reads in the book of Joshua. In the book of Joshua, we want to start off in the book of Joshua. We will go to the 5th chapter and then we will go to the 13th verse. But before we go there, I like to read this to you, to let you know what God has promised, not only Joshua, but God has promised you and me alike. God has provided not only Joshua with the plan, but God has provided you with the plan, whatever your name may be, whatever city you're in, He has provided you with the plan. Because all the plans of God are yes and amen to them that believe. God has provided you with the plan, not just for any type of success, it's good success. And good success is godly success. Why is that, my brother? Because God has provided you with the plan. The plan is for you to overcome. The plan is for you to believe. The plan is for you to trust. The plan is for you to obey and believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. He has already done everything for you and for me. We win. We just have to go through the process. And when we go through the process, we will possess the promises of God as long as we what? Stand on the Word of God. Do you believe that? Amen. The plan, he says, is in Joshua 1 and 8, where we said, God says, for this book of the law shall not depart from thy mouth. He says, thou shalt observe to do all that is written in the Word of God. That word, watchword, observe, means that you will look around in the Word of God and see all that God is doing, all that God has done, and all that God has yet to do. He says, observe the Word. Look at the Word. The Word is true. The Word is just, and the Word is righteous, because God says, observe my Word. My Word shall go out to accomplish that which I, God, alone says and shall do, and it shall be done. He says, the book of the law shall not depart from thy mouth. He says, meditate on it day and night according to all that is written therein. He says, meditate upon the Word. Meditation is that you will be still. It means to quiet your mind, quiet yourself, meditate. He says to meditate. Meditate is to consider, to ponder, pay attention to that which God has said for you alike. Meditate on things that God says. And I love it when Paul says in the book of Colossians, I believe it's the 3rd chapter, he says, think on these things that's above and not beneath. He says to think on the good things. And when we think on the good things come from God. That's why God says good success. Good success when we stand on the Word of God and we believe God together. Not one, but all. It means the unity, the body of Christ, that we believe the Word of God. We're in the time zone and disposition, and I don't want to harbor too much on a COVID-19, because I want to harbor upon the power, the anointing, and the might of God. God and His Son, Jesus Christ, has power over all things. That's why He says that we are to meditate upon the book of the law, and that we are to observe to do all that is written in the word of God. And when we meditate and when we observe to do, and then it says that we shall what? Prosper and have good success. Prosperity is that we would do better than what we had done before, or those around you. You will be able to apply yourself to help them to do better for life-changing moments in people's life. And that's what we want to do. We are here by the grace of God that we can impact people's lives, not us doing the impact, but impacting us as God impact us, that we're able to impact other people's lives. Can you believe that? Because that is the power of God, that is the anointing of God, that is the grace of God, that he says that we shall have good success, and the good success is God's success. Well, God will impact us, that we may impact others to trust God and to believe God and to meditate upon the word of God to stand true to God's word. And then he says, the plan that God has requires us to have faith. Who do we have faith in? We must have faith in Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Our faith must be in Jesus. Our faith must be in Christ. Our faith must be in the blood. Our faith must be in the shedding of the blood and the word of the testimony. As you know, our faith can be in many different things, and many different things can come around us where we put more faith in and more trust in. But I'm here to tell you, don't put your trust in the earthly things. Put your trust in godly things, that where you will have God's success and Jesus Christ will be preeminent. He will be first and foremost in your life. So it requires for us to have plan of faith in Christ. And the plan of faith in Christ is for us to plan to let Jesus order our life. He says, for the good steps of a righteous man is what? Ordered by the Lord. Can't you put your order in? Put your order in and let it be what? Ordered by the Lord. Put your order in and let it be ordered by the Lord. Praise God. Now turn with me, if you will, to the book of Joshua in the fifth chapter. The book of Joshua in the fifth chapter. And let's begin to pick up the narrative in the 13th verse. We're dealing with standing on the word. Standing on the word of God. When we say we're standing on the word of God, we're standing on God's word that we may possess the promises of God. I know sometimes you say, well, it doesn't seem like these things are going to happen. But when it don't seem like it's going to happen, that's when it's going to happen, because you're standing on the promises of God. God never told us everything. He never told us all the times nor the hour. He never told us, but he told us to trust in me with all thy heart and lean not to thy own understanding, but acknowledge me in all thy ways. What is the way? The way that you trust God, the way that I trust God, the way that we believe God, my beloved. Glory to God. This is exciting once again. And it says here in the book of Joshua, the fifth chapter, beginning here in the 13th verse. It says, and it came to pass when Joshua was by Jericho that he lift up his eyes and looked, and behold, there were stood a man over against him with his sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went unto him and said unto him, art thou for us or for our adversaries? Joshua asked an inquisitive question. Are you for us, or are you for our adversaries? And 14 said, and he said, the man with the sword, he says, no, but as the captain of the host of the Lord. He says, the captain of the host of the Lord. He says, I'm not for you or for the adversary, but as the captain of the host of the Lord. That tells me that something's going to happen, because he's coming to be in charge. Amen. Glory to God. And that's what we want. We want Jesus to be in charge of our life, to stand on the word of God, that you and I can possess the promises of God. He says in 14 again, he says, and he said, nay, which is no, but as the captain of the host of the Lord, I am now come. He says, I am now come. See, I'm coming right now. I'm on the scene. Watch out. I am now come. I am now come to make some changes. I am now come to make some rearranges. I am now come that your life will be fruitful and successful. I am now come. Just as God says to Moses when he sent him to Pharaoh, he says, tell Pharaoh that I am, sent you. The same token right here, I am now come. So something is coming to you, something is coming to me, and it's coming to us that we will have good success, we will possess promises of God because we are standing on the word of God. Hallelujah. And then he goes on to say here again, and he said, nay, but as the captain of the host of the Lord, I am now come. And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and did worship and said unto him, what says my Lord unto his servant? He says, Lord, what are you saying to me? I need to understand, what are you saying, that you are not for me or my adversary, but you say that you are now come. But Joshua had reverence because he knew that it was a higher authority that had came, a higher power that had overcome, and that he humbled himself, that he fell to his face, and he began to ask. And 15 says, and the captain of the Lord's host said unto Joshua, loose thy shoes from off thy foot, for the place whereon thou standest is holy. And Joshua did so. He says, Joshua, I am now come. And this is what we must see in our life. When Jesus comes on the scene and he comes into our life, wherever he comes, wherever he presents himself, it becomes holy. He says, holy. He says, for the ground that thou standest upon, Joshua, is now holy ground. That means the ground is complete. The ground is vibrant. The ground is fruitful. And he's telling Joshua, remove the soles from your feet, for you're standing on holy ground. How many of you know that Jesus Christ is in your life, and therefore when he comes that you may be whole and complete, nothing missing, nothing broken. There's holiness in you, there's purity in you, there's vibrancy in you, and there's the love of God in you by way of his son, Jesus Christ. Now let's look on here. As we continue, let's go back to the book of Joshua chapter 1. Let's go back, Joshua chapter 1. Joshua chapter 1. And it goes right here in the 8th verse. In the 8th verse. He says, this book of the law, remember we spoke about the book of the law, shall not depart from thy mouth. Listen what he says, it shall not. He says, if you're standing on the word of God, then what I'm speaking to you is law. It's spiritual law. It shall not depart from thy mouth. That's what he says, that when you stand on the word of God, you speak the word of God, and what God's word says, it shall come to pass. Possessing the promises by standing on the word of God, by the book of the law not departing from our mouth, mean not going away, but we keep the word of God in front of us and we speak what God says according to the word of God. He says, this book of the law shall not depart from thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou may observe according to all that is written therein. Where? In the book. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. He says, then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. It's very interesting here. He says, then thou shall make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. That tells me if we don't observe the book of the law and meditate upon it day and night and keep the word of God before us, it could be that we cannot have and may not have good success. But God has given us the answers. He has given us right here in scriptures for us to do. He says right here again, and I want you to see this, because God wants you to have good success. God wants you to stand on the word of God. He wants you and me alike to believe in the Son of God. He don't want us to believe in false prophets, because there are many false prophets in the world. But he wants you to look at the book of the law, that you and I may meditate upon it day and night and observe to do and walk according to all that is written in the book. Glory to God. He goes on to say again, he says, according, he says, that thou may observe to do according to all that is written. He says that thou may do according. See, we can do a lot of different things according to how I feel, or according to how you feel, or according to what someone else thinks. But he says, no, you got to do it according to the book. According to the book, he says, you got to love one another unconditionally. According to the book, he says, you got to live by faith. According to the book, he says, you got to think on these things above and not beneath. According to the book, he says that you got to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. What? So help us all, God. According to the book, he says, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. According to the book, he says, I'm the lily in the valley. I'm the bright and morning star. According to the book, he says, I can make a way out of no way. According to the book, I am the Lamb that take the sins of the world away. According to the book, I have come that you may have life and life more abundantly. According to the book. According to the book. Not according to what I think, not according to what someone else thinks, but it's according to the book. And the book is the word of God. Go with me to the book of John. I want to show you this in the book of John. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The book of John, John's gospel. Hallelujah. Are you excited about this? We're standing on the word. We believe in and trusting in the word of God. We're holding fast to all the promises of God. You know, I miss my congregation. I miss the brothers and sisters. I just pray when we come back that we have a love and a thirst and a hunger to seek souls, that souls may be saved and won to the kingdom of God in the name of Jesus. Now, here it goes right here. It says, are you there in John 1? Hallelujah. I'm going to wait till you get there, because I want you to see what is written, that we stand on the word of God. He says right here in the book of John, chapter 1, verse 1, he says, in the beginning was the word, and the word was what? With God. That's exciting right there. He says, in the beginning was the word. Standing on the word. In the beginning was the word. There it is. And the word was what? With God. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God. God has always had the word. That's why he says that we ought to think on things above and not beneath, and that you and I ought to stand on the word of God. No matter how things look, no matter what anyone say, no matter what someone perceives about you, you stand on the word of God. Because he says, in the beginning was the word. And where did we come? We came from the beginning. When God says, let us make man in our image, he made male and female in the beginning. He says, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. So it's all God. The word, standing on the word is God. Standing on the word is God. Standing on the word is the promises of God. Standing on the word, we possess God's promises. Standing on the word, we observe to do all that is written in the book. Standing on the word gives us good success, and it gives us prosperity in life. Do you see that? I love this. And then it says in verse 2, the same was in the beginning with God. And then it says, all things were made what by him. Who is him? God. And without him, here it is, without him, we can do nothing. Without him, nothing can manifest. Without him, no promises. Without him, the possessions. Without him, we can do nothing. He says right here, and all things were made by him, and without him was nothing, was not anything made that was made. That's God. For in him was life. And the life was the light of man. In him was life, and life was the light of man. We're dealing with standing on the promises of God and possessing God's promises. Now go with me to Joshua chapter 1 and verse 8 again. He says, the book of the law shall not depart from thy mouth. Thou shalt meditate day and night, and thou may observe to do all according that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. God wants you and I to prosper in life and to have good success. To prosper means to simply do better. Prosper means to simply do better, to have a better outlook, have a better outcome. Prosper means that I am doing better than I was yesterday, or I am doing better than I was last year. It means that you are doing better to prosper. He says, beloved, I wish that you prosper, even as your soul prosper. That means that we're doing better, that we're observing the book of the law, and that we're walking according to the will of God. And then it says, all success. Remember, he says, y'all will have good success. He says, observe to do, and then you will have good success. Now, when we stand on the word of God and that we believe all the promises of God and that we're walking truthfully according to Scripture, we will have good success. If we're not standing on the promises of God and then we're walking our own ways, then we will not obtain good success. What do you mean? The Bible says, straight is the way. Straight is the way. What is the straight way? It's walking on the word of God, believing the word of God. He says, wide is the road. What is the wide road? The wide road, it says, it leads to destruction. It leads to death. That means we're not walking according to what God says, and that we're not believing and have faith in the process of what God says according to the book of the law, that you and I ought to meditate day and night. I understand, and I know sometimes it feels that pressure comes, and it says that pressure busts the pipe, according to plumbers. Plumbers tell you, if you got a backlog and the water can't come through the pipe, it burses the pipe. But see, we should not worry about our pipes being burst, because we have the process of possessing the promises of God by standing on the word of God and believing the word of God. He says, then thou shalt have good success if we observe to do according to all that is written in the book. Now turn with me to the book of Romans, Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. Let's go to the book of Romans chapter 8. We're dealing with standing on the word, standing on the word, standing on the word, possessing the promises. Standing on the word of God and possessing the promises. There are things that you and I must do and shall not fall away. We must understand that God is true, and he's always faithful, true and just to each and every one of us. He's a true and just God. Now let's begin to look here in Romans chapter 8 again, and so let's go to the 28th verse. It says here in the 28th, and we know, what do we know? We know, that means you and I know, God already knows, but it's that we must know. He says, and we know that all things work together for the good of them that do what? Love what? God? To them who are what? Called according to what? His purpose. We know that all things work together for them that love God and called according to his purpose. What is the calling to the purpose of God? One of the callings of the purpose of God, there are many. But I believe one of the heart and bedrock call to the purpose of God, as we're called and we're created to worship him. And then I believe that we're called to be an example of who Christ is and that we are walking the earth being representatives of him, that people may see his love and his likeness, his concern and his care for people. That's the love of God. It's not by color of skin. It's not by the side of town that you live on. It's about you being centered and rooted in the love of God. It's about you trusting and obeying according to that which is written. And God says, then you will have good success. Good success from God is godly success, trusting in him, believing in him, holding fast to the promises of God according to that which is written in the word of God. Sometimes we can see that success in our own ways doesn't line up according to the ways of God. Everything that we do in life, everything that we say in life, everything that we obtained in life, it's not always coming from God. But God will that we do his will, and that his will that we do according to his will, that it turns out to be good in the sight of God. Because when we do good in the sight of God, we can do good for others. We can be in a position to bless others. We can be in a position to give to others. We can deny our own selves and pick up our cross and follow him daily. When we do good in the sight of God, providing that we're doing God's will, we can make things work out not for our own good, but for the good of others, because we're working together. As it is written, God says in Romans 8 and 28, he says that all things, he says to us, that all things work together, doesn't he not? He says that all things work together. All things work together for the good of them that love God. And if we love God, we got to love God's people. And when we love God, we're called according to what? God's purpose. And when we're called according to God's purpose, then we would do what God says to do. We'll do what God says to do. Now, let's go here and look at this here in the book of 2 Corinthians. Let's go to the book of 2 Corinthians. That's 2 Corinthians. This is Apostle Paul in the book of 2 Corinthians. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're having fun with the word of God this morning. We're just in the word of God, and we're dealing with standing on the word, and we're possessing the promises of God. Don't fall away. Don't think that God will not bless you. God will continue to bless you and provide for you because you stand on the promises of God. Now, let's look at here in 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter, and let's pick this up in the 5th verse. Let's look at this. He says, now he that wroth us for the selfsame thing is God, who also have given unto us the earnest of the Spirit. He goes on to say, therefore, we are always confident knowing that, while as we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. For we walk, here it is now, standing on the word of God and possessing the promises of God. He says that right here, for we walk what? By faith. Walking by the faith of God is standing on the word of God. And when you walk on the word of God and stand in the position that God will do what he says to do, then we can walk by faith, as it says right here, and not by sight. Verse 8 said, we are confident. Do you see that? We are confident to stand on the word of God. And then it says, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body than to be present with the Lord. 9 says, wherefore we labor, that whether present or absent, we may be accepted of him. For here it is, for we must all appear before judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body, according to that he have done, whether it be good or it be bad. It be good or it be bad. That's why God says we stand on the word of God And when we stand on the word of God, we must understand possessing the promises of God. And when we possess the promises of God, that's where it goes back to us walking according to the book of the law, meditating upon it day and night, that we may observe to do all that is written in according with the scriptures. Because God says himself right here in the word. In verse 10, he says, for we must all appear before the judgment seat. That means no one gets away. No one gets away. That's why we must trust in the law with all of our heart and lean not to our own understanding. That's why when we come and we present our bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, it should be the reasonable service that you and I should do. Because he says right here in the word, right here in the word, my beloved. Right in the word. And John, it says, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. So it's all in the word, standing on the promises of God to possess his promises. Look at what he says again. I'm excited about this. He says right here again, for we all must appear. That means everybody. He didn't say some. He didn't say the Caucasian man, the black man, the Puerto Rican man, or the Mexican man. He didn't say. He says, for we all, that means everybody, there will be an appearing, Jews and Gentiles alike. Paul brought a message. He says, Jews and Gentiles alike, there is no respecter of person. When you stand on the word of God, you believe God, then all shall receive the promises of God. Here it goes again. He says right here again, he says, for we all must appear where? Before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he have done, whether it be good or bad. Whether it be good or bad. Then he says, he wants you to have good success. Good success, when it's according to the book of the law, is godly success. And godly success will bring us prosperity, peace, love, joy, hope. And we can walk with a sound mind. When we speak to one another, when we love one another, when we care for one another, when we reach out to one another, when we speak about the word of God, when we present our bodies as a living sacrifice, being holy and acceptable unto God, when we come in the room with someone, it's not sizing someone up, but it's seeing the size of God that's in us, and we exuberate the love of God out of us, that he may fill the room with the Holy Spirit's anointing to draw people close unto him, that they will stand on the word of God and love him, honor him and adore him, appreciate him and exalt him. Glory to God. That's what we want in life. That's why we come with the gospel. That's why we come with the truth. That's why we rightly divide the word. That's why the word is to be stood upon. The word is to be preached. The word is to be taught. But most of all, the word is to be lived. Living by the word of God. Be an example that God will be pleased with what you do and what you say and how you say it. In the name of Jesus, glory to God. And it says right here, when Joshua's talking, he says, and the captain of the host, Joshua was the leader, he was the commander. But then Joshua says, are you for us? Are you for our adversaries? And see, the angel and the Lord of hosts comes to tell us right here. He breaks it down. He removed walls and he removed barriers. He removed obstacles out of the way. Because even though Joshua was a man of God, he was serving God. He was leading God's people. The angel, the captain of the Lord of hosts, came on the scene. And Joshua asked a question, even though he was righteous in his own way, in his own heart. But he asked the question, and the angel of the Lord, the captain of the host, told him, I'm not on your side or the ever side. I come to take over. That shows me right there, glory to God, that God is not a respecter of a person, that he desires it all come to know him. Even Joshua had his adversaries. He says, no, I come. Now I come. Now I come that everybody would know what I'm about. I come to make the crooked things straight. I come that the storms in your life will be still. I come. I come to cast the dark things away. He says, I come. Because no one else can do what God can do. When you stand on the word, you better receive the promises of God, because all the promises of God are yes and amen. And God will bring prosperity to you. He will bring peace to you, joy to you, hope to you, because he is the God of love. He is the God of peace. He is the God of joy. Glory to God in the name of Jesus. I know this is real. And then he says, Joshua, let's go back to the book of Joshua. He asked a question in the fifth chapter. He says, are you for us or against us? Are you for us or against us? That is amazing to me. He asked a question. Are you for us or are you against us? He says, are you for us or against us? He appeared to Joshua to give him descriptions and directions about how he was going to overthrow the city of Jericho. He helped Joshua with his mental transformation. He helped Joshua to see how the glory of God is not come to be on nobody's side, but he comes to take over. Glory to God. He didn't come to just be on your side. He come to take over. That's why he says, if he's your Lord, you just can't say he's just Lord. You got to say, yes, Lord, that he is your Lord of all, everything in your life, your household, your possessions, everything that you have. He came to show Joshua. Joshua, I know you, the general of the army, and that you Moses' minister. But one thing I'm coming to tell you, I didn't come to be on nobody's side. I come to take over. Glory to God. God said, I come to take over. If he comes to take over, that means goodness is going to come out of what he comes to take over. Just like what happened in this land right now today around the world, God says, I'm finna come to take over. I'm coming to take over. Y'all messing around. You're giving false truths, false prophets, but I'm finna come over and take over and show you that I am the Lord thy God Almighty. And that when I say peace be still, that means peace be still in the midst of the storm. And I will shut your mouth from being false prophets, false teachers, saying things that I did not say. I have now come and I will come that peace will be still in the midst of the storms of life. Standing on the word of God, believing God, trusting in him, holding fast to the promises of God. Now let's go a couple of more right here. Because Joshua asked a question. He says, Joshua asked this question. He says, there stood a man over against him with a sword. And Joshua went unto him and said unto him, art thou for us or for our adversaries? He asked him, whose side are you on? And 14 said, and he said, nay, that means no. But as the captain of the Lord's host, I am now come. Glory to God. He says, I didn't come, as many say, and I see. And I don't know what it means, Lord. Or why do they publicize and why do they put it in the news? And they always put in the news and they have one ethnicity that seems to be doing worse than another ethnicity and different geographical areas and locations, and many people are dying because of this, and they say that they don't have this, but God says that all my people are mine, that they should have the same. Regardless of what area they're in, if you got it across the street, then the people across the street around the corner should have it as well. Because God is no respecter of a person. He says, I now come. I didn't come just to choose one type of people. I came for all. He says, I come to seek and save them that are lost. He says, I am the chief physician. I come to heal those that need healing. You can't put, and you should not put, God says, a price on who can be healed and who can be saved, because I am the creator of all things. And if I want my people healed, then you give them the antidote that which I have gave humanity to make, if it be, you give it unto them that need. Glory to God. The word of God is true. The word of God is just. The word of God moves with sense of urgency and compassion for his people. He says to stand, standing on the word, possessing the promise, believing the book of the law, that it shall not depart from thy mouth. He says to observe, to do all that is written in the book of the law. God says, I'm not on nobody's side, but I am now come to take over. I've come to bring peace unto you. I come to bring joy unto you. I come to bring hope unto you. In the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. God understands. When it seems impossible, when it seems like it just can't happen, God says, stand on the word and watch me work through the word. When I can't see, when I don't know, he says that we walk by faith and not by sight, standing on the word of God. One more text of scripture before we depart here. Let's go here. In the book of John. In the book of John, John 2. John chapter 2. Let's go to the book of John. And we can see one illustration that you have to stand on the word of God. You might don't see it. I might don't see it. That's why it says, to look to the hills, which cometh thy help, and thy help only comes from the Lord. You might don't see it. I might don't see it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 We want to say happy Mother's Day to my beloved wife, First Lady, and all the mothers of spoken word. We like to say happy Mother's Day to Pastor Valerie, our pastor, our leader, our covenant in Central Texas, and her family, and all the women of God in the Central Texas area, and all the women of God all around the world connected to the CCI. God bless you once again. And it says here in the book of John, in the first verse, see, when we do things in life and we go places in life and we hear things in life and we're surrounded by certain people in life, and then you come out of that atmosphere and then you look and you say to yourself, wow, can I? How come I can't? It's not that you can't. It's what are you putting your faith in? What are you standing on? Are you following according to that which God says? Or are you leaning to your own understanding? Let's look here in John. We're going to follow this in the first verse. We're going to deal with this. And this is the story of the first miracle. Jesus' earthly mother, Mary. Because they had to follow and had to stand on the word for the promises to manifest. Look at this. It says, and the third day there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. And both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus said unto him, they have no wine. Jesus said unto her, woman, what have I to do with thee? My hour is not yet come. See, Jesus' earthly mother Mary knew Her impregnation was not of a normal pregnancy. It was impregnance of the Holy Spirit. And what came out of her was the anointed Messiah. Even though he had not done miracles, but she knew it was something special about him because how she conceived him. And if anything or anything needs to be done, and this is upon us all to Jesus right here. If something needs to be done and it seems to be impossible, we know who to turn to. Jesus said, "Woman, what do I have to do with that? My hour has not come." And then it goes on to say right here in 6, "And there were 6 water pots of stone after the manner of purifying of the Jews, containing 2 or 3 frankincense. Jesus said unto them, Fill the water pots, and they filled them to the brim." Fill the water pots and fill them to the brim. Fill the water pots and fill them to the brim. What did Mary go in to ask Jesus for? Did she go in to ask Jesus for water? No. She said that they ran out of wine. But Jesus told them to fill the water pots with water. See, this is where we have to stand on the Word of God. Know that the Word of God can change and rearrange situations. The Word of God can overpower what we may see in our own sight, because it's the manifestation of the Holy Spirit that can move when it needs to move. Look at this. Glory to God. And 8 says, "And he said unto them," who was them, the ones that he told to fill the water pot, "Draw now and bear unto the governor of the feast." And they bear it. And when the ruler of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine, my, and knew not which it was. See, we don't know. That's why it says that we walk by faith and not by sight. You don't know when God is going to do it, but you got to walk in the Word, trust the Word, believe in the Word, knowing that God will do it. And when it happens, only the Lord shall get the glory, the honor, and the praise. Because what you see in your natural eye, it seems to be impossible. But what God sees with the spiritual eye, it's oh so possible. Look at that. Look at that. And then it says, "And knew not whence it was, but the servants which drew the water knew." See, some people won't know what you go through. Some people won't understand what happened to you. Some people won't understand the pain. Some people won't understand the pressure. But you know, just as they knew where there was water and now it's wine, you will know. Many people won't know, but you will know. And when that change comes, you give all glory and honor to God through His Son, Jesus Christ. And it says right here in 10, "And said unto him," this is him, the governor, "and said unto him, Every man at the beginning do set forth good wine." Why do they do that? Because the good wine have them happy. Happy is in their celebrating, they joyful, they've been tipsy and can't tell the difference. But see, God wants you to know the difference. When I set forth to do something, you gonna know it's me. Glory to God, standing on the Word. He says, "And said unto him, Every man at the beginning doeth set forth good wine. And when men have well drank," that means they was intoxicated, they feeling good, that they happy, than that which is worse. But thou hast kept the good wine unto now. That shows you that God can work. All things are for our good according to his riches and his glory by Christ Jesus. When you think it's over, it's not over. It's only just begun because we stand on the word of God, trusting the word of God, holding fast to the promises of God. So my beloved brothers and sisters around the world, here in Washington State, here in spoken word, standing on the word of God, observing to do all that is written in the book of the law, that it shall not depart from thy mouth, but thou shalt observe to do all that is written, and that your heart be not troubled, and that you trust in the word of God and the will of God, knowing that God will see us through, God will bring us out, God will bring us over, and he will put us in the right perspective, knowing that all things work out together for our good according to God's purpose. So I want you to trust in him the way that I trust in him. And I love it when he says, and Joshua asked him the question. Joshua say, are you for us or our adversary? When you really look at that word and that scripture and that text, God says, I'm not for nobody. I come now to take over. See, God is breaking walls and barriers against ethnicity, colors, and creeds. He wants you to draw nigh unto him so he can draw nigh unto you. I'm asking you, if you have not accepted Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior, that you accept him in your heart. Confess with your mouth and believe in thy heart. Say with me, dear Lord, God of heaven, I am a sinner, and I ask you to come into my life. Come into my life, that you may take over and be the Lord of hosts. I am willing and I am able to serve you, Lord Jesus. Now I know that you have come to set me free and to deliver me from all hurt, harm, and danger, that I may have life in your Christ, in your Son, Jesus Christ, and to God be the glory in Jesus' name. If you have done that, we ask you to find yourself a good Bible-based teaching ministry. We would love to have you here at Spoken Word at 15413 First Avenue, Court South, Tacoma Spanaway, where Jesus Christ is Lord. Until we meet again, know that the word shall not depart from your mouth and that Jesus Christ is Lord. It's all about him. God bless you. Peace.